I am deeply passionate about veterinary ophthalmology. I don't think that I can ever give it up. I think what keeps me going is the fact that when I see the pets regain sight, that just melts my heart every day. As a veterinary ophthalmologist, my main job is to look at animals' eyes. I've looked at seals, an elephant, an eagle, toucan, penguins, dogs, cats, rabbits, hamsters, chinchilla, frog. Most scary one, I would say, was a lion cub. She was a cub, but she was scary nonetheless because that littlest growl was enough to send me trembling. So when I was a really young child, as far as I remember, I was fearless around animals. My mom would bring me to the zoo. I love seeing all sorts of animals. So I know that I really wanted to be a vet when I was 14. During undergraduate years, I found that this was an intriguing and challenging specialty that few were interested in. For one, the route to specialization is not easy. Vet school takes 5 years. Thereafter, to try to get into what we call a residency program, that's what trains us to become an eye specialist. The training program takes 3 to 4 years. But to land myself in a position, that pursuit took me 2 years. That's not a lot of high output, and so it is really not easy. As a result of my curiosity, I decided that I will shadow some veterinary ophthalmologists in Australia as well as the United States. When I first found a dog can regain vision from cataract surgery and that immense feeling of joy and happiness that the patient sees when they saw their owner and that tail wag, that just cinched it for me. A typical day, so from 9 o'clock to 1 p.m., I'm usually performing eye surgeries and I do about 3 to 4 surgeries a day. And from about 2:30 onwards to 6:30, we are doing consultations back to back. While the most common surgery that I do in this practice would be cataract surgery, followed by endo laser, and then followed by corneal surgeries. Typically, my surgeries take about 1 to 1.5 hours. The moment I come into surgery, actually, we will position the patient's head. If the position is not correct, I can't stop halfway and re-correct the position. Once the position's right, the eye will be pointing up and I can look at things very clearly. So once that's done, when I scrub my hands to keep it clean, there's a lot of things running through my head. I know I seem really stoic and quiet, but during that time, what's going through my head is the step of the surgery and what I should be doing to avoid complications and just actually quietening down my heart. And once I'm in a seat, I'm just kind of in the zone. I am a multitasker, but I think it is also a skill that's really attained through experience and lots of training. It all started with the intention to move into the new Mandai Reserve. And many of the birds are geriatric there. And so the old Jurong Bird Park had some birds that could not see. So their intention was to help these geriatric birds regain their sight so that they can move and be happy in their new Mandai Reserve. Number one, a lot of owners think that only their older dogs would develop a cataract. But most of the cataracts that we see in the veterinary field are associated with genetics. So a lot of the dogs here are bred without an eye certificate, without having eye checks. And so owners may not know that their pets have an eye problem already. When they develop cataract, it actually should be removed because cataracts can cause other problems such as inflammation, glaucoma, retinal detachment, and ultimately eye pain. There is no such thing as a cataract dissolving eye drop. It is unproven. Surgery is the only cure for cataracts. Surgery is actually still an option for old pets. And that's number two. I think a lot of owners believe that because their pets are old, they shouldn't have general anesthesia because they're going to die under general anesthesia. However, if we take all the careful precautions, I'm sure that the pet would actually much prefer to be able to see life unfold ahead of them. We can't just focus on quantity of life with a poor quality of life. I think we need to marry up the both. My upbringing and my personality generally makes me a really highly resilient person. Despite that, there can be an emotional toll on me when the burden of all the Singapore's pets' eyes fall on me. But I usually keep really calm and rationalize a lot of things. My vet nurses, my vet friends, and my husband, they are really good support for me. I think what keeps me going, when I see that the pets regain sight and they are reunited with their carers, they're always so happy that they regain sight. That really always melts my heart. And it's not a feeling that can be replicated. Every single patient that I've seen, the feeling is always different and it's always positive.